Hello, Steve.
Hello. Yeah, hi Jim. Good morning.
Is this one off? Hi, how are you doing?
Very good. How about you?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, first, I'm sorry, there was some issue at my end. I was not able to connect with you. I tried.
That's okay.
Okay, so well, thank you for giving your time. And basically, I'm working on next generation optical fiber market research report.
Uh-huh.
So, regarding which I want to discuss few things with you. Okay.
Okay.
So you can give your suggestions or comment or anything. Okay. So I have included in next generation optical fiber, I have included multi-core and hollow-core fiber. So which are going to play major role in next generation optical fiber other than single core optical fiber. So do you think
I'm familiar with hollow-core and multi-core.
Sorry?
I was just saying that I'm familiar with hollow-core fiber and multi-core fiber.
Okay. So, are there any other optical fibers which are also which can be called as next generation optical fiber?
No, I think those two are the two leading edge, ideas of where fiber is going to be going in the future.
Okay. So, can you please help me understanding these optical fibers relative to the conventional single core optical fiber? Means basically
sure.
on what basis these can be called as next generation optical fiber?
Okay, your audio is breaking up a little bit, but I'll start with multi-core fiber. So the idea of multi-core fiber is being able to have more cores, therefore more channels for transmission and receipt in a smaller space. Trouble with multi-core fiber is, a couple of things. You can achieve almost the same bandwidth by using DWDM. Are you familiar with DWDM?
No.
Okay, so DWDM is dense wavelength division multiplexing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And what that does is it's an old technology that's been around a while, but it's getting more dense in later generations of lasers. So you can input multiple wavelengths into the same fiber using a DWDM device. And then at the other end, you can split those wavelengths back out to the respective channels. So you can effectively have multiple transmission lines on the same core, up to maybe 64 or more different channels of different wavelengths. So multi-core fiber gives you more cores to run the signals down, so you could continue adding more signals to the same fiber, but the magnitude of which you need to do that is, I think, limited in the market. I would see that being used in a sub-sea cable where the actual diameter of the cable is very sensitive and valuable to have as much fiber and as much transmission bandwidth as possible because they're doing such an expensive sub-sea cable. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and
telecom and things like that. Okay, go ahead.
So how adding number of core affects the speed and capacity of data transmission?
It would not necessarily add any speed in the sense of latency, so the light is going to travel at the same speed, but you'll have be able to have more information capacity by having more cores.
Is it like if we have a 12 core multi-core fiber, then it will offer 12 times more data transmission capacity than a single core fiber can. Is it so?
Yeah, it would be a linear relationship. So each core that you add, you would effectively add that much more capacity. I was just going to say the difficulty of using multi-core fiber, and probably the reason why it doesn't exist really in the open market, is when you have to splice the fibers together, you have to align each of those cores and make sure that they are aligned properly and not mixing the cores. So a special splicer is required, and then the connectorization, if you want to add a connector on the end of the fiber, it has to be aligned rotationally so that cores line up. And also, when you finally get to the transceiver, so whatever is transmitting information or receiving information, those lasers and diodes, you have to either break out each core into an individual fiber, so like a fan-out device that takes each core and diverts it to a single fiber so that your transceiver can use the information in just that core, or you have to have a very advanced active component that you can plug a multi-core fiber directly into, and it would be able to read all channels on that one fiber that has multiple cores. So that's very difficult to do.
And about hollow core fibers, how they perform?
So hollow core, there's a lot of different variations on that. Some are used for high power applications where you're able to input a larger powered laser into the fiber without risking nonlinear effects, so like wavelength dispersion and other strange effects that happen at high power in different mediums. But what has caught the interest of hollow core fiber is data centers that are trying to communicate either with each other or with the open market with a lower latency than normal fiber. And the hollow core fibers that they would use is ones where the data is being transmitted through the empty space in the hollow core, so the air. And so light travels close to the speed of light in air compared to a vacuum, so it's basically the same. But when it goes through glass, you lose about 30% of its overall speed. So the idea with hollow core is you can utilize the speed of light and air to transmit your signal, and therefore you would have a lower latency and you would be able to get data to the receiving end faster than if you use traditional fiber.
So I've stated that only glass and plastic are these two major materials which are used for manufacturing these next generation optical fibers.
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question? You're breaking up a little bit.
So I'm saying that glass and plastic, these are two major materials which are used for manufacturing these next generation optical fibers. Am I correct?
Yeah, so it'd be the same materials. Yeah, same materials as normal fiber optic cable. So the glass of the fiber is silica, and it is either pure silica in a core, or it is has some other elements doped, it's called, so added to it to create a difference in index of refraction, which is what gives you the total internal reflection of the core versus the cladding in a fiber, right? So that would not change with hollow core or multi-core fiber. You're going to basically use the same manufacturing materials, and the plastic you're referring to is the outer jacketing of the fiber to protect it.
So the major end-use industries for these next-generation optical fibers are telecommunication, banking, financial, and insurance services, BFSI, medical, aerospace and defense, information technology, and others. So are these major end-use industries for these fibers?
I would say possible uses.
Okay.
I deal in data centers mostly, so that's where my focus is. But you know, there's probably some industrial uses for hollow core fiber, probably for high power laser, maybe cutting. So if you're using like a ND-YAG laser to cut materials, using one that has hollow core fiber would allow you to achieve higher powers without nonlinear effects. But yeah, I think you have most of it covered.
Okay. So can you rank these applications based on their consumption? Like can telecommunication rank one first as it consume most of the next gen optical fibers, or telecommunication has most demand? Can you rank these?
Okay.
Yeah,
I think number one for multi-core would be sub-C telecommunication, so the internet fibers running underneath the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, maybe some hyperscale data center usage for multi-core fiber. And maybe in a final use case would be like long-haul telecommunications. So like aerial fibers or things like that that Verizon or AT&T would use on telephone poles. And then in terms of hollow core fiber, I would think that it would be industrial use, so high power fiber lasers for cutting materials. Maybe scientific use for achieving higher powers to run experiments. And then after that, low latency telecommunication, so between data centers or between data centers and like stock exchanges, so the open market for banking, things like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you go for combined, then how will you rank these?
Could you say that again? Combining what?
Combining these two, consumption of these two optical fibers, hollow core and multi-core, then how will we will rank these use in use industry? Consumption
so
of
are you asking which one has
which one is leading one and in this way?
I think that multi-core is probably easier to manufacturer and more likely to become market stable than hollow core. Because I think it can be used in greater applications than a hollow core fiber.
Okay. And in which regions, like North America, Europe, UK, and China, and Asia Pacific, and Japan, actually, we have, I consider China as a separate region and UK as a separate region. So, I have included these six regions for in this study. So, am I correct? Like these are used in all these regions?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I know the UK and Europe is a little bit slow on their fiber utilization, so they're not as advanced in the fiber installation and technology as North America. And I'm guessing China has a lot of application for fiber optics, but I can't really speak to those markets. I'm not qualified for that.
And according to you, can you rank these all regions on the basis of consumption?
The four regions?
Yeah.
You know, all that I have experience with is North America, so.
Okay.
I would say North America just being number one, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. And second, which we on second?
Oh, you know, maybe China.
Okay, and Europe, then okay. Europe on third.
Yeah, maybe Europe, and then whatever was last is last.
Okay. Then there's the board. Okay. And what is the according to you, which are the major drivers, which are driving these markets, like driving the demand of these optical fibers? What are the major drivers?
Capacity, so bandwidth, and cable size constraints. So that's for the multi-core.
I've taken one as the rising need for high speed and larger capacity transmission systems. Can be one driver which is affecting the market, yeah, affecting the demand of the next generation of optical fibers. Any other important driver which, according to you?
Latency for the hollow core and bandwidth for multi-core.
Okay. And yeah, and then the one of the most important thing of this study, like okay, so I have assumed that the parent market for this study is optical fibers. Okay, am I correct? Parent market is optical fiber. And
yeah,
am I audible? Okay. Okay, then estimated that this next generation optical fiber consisting of multi-core and hollow-core fibers includes a share of optical fiber industry to 3 to 5% of the total market, total optical fiber market for year 2021.
What percent of the market? with this take up?
Yeah, 1% of the optical fiber market belongs to this next.
Very small.
Any like
less than 1%.
Less than 1%.
Oh yeah.
Is it in on the basis of volume or value? I mean.
Probably still volume. Both. Both volume and value. I would say it's less than 1%.
As I can see, the prices for these are too high. I think I got this from a company, iXBlue. It says that 30 euro per unit is for single multi-core optical fiber, 7-core. And for hollow core, it's for near about 550 euro per unit.
Mm-hmm.
It's
very expensive because no one is using it. But the added cost is also in how do you interact with it when you're installing it. So splicing and connectorizing and all of these things together create a very expensive infrastructure and ecosystem.
That's why I assume that due to high pricing and single proper fiber, I think that the volume is near about 1%, while the value is near about 65%.
Yeah,
am I reaching the correct?
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit. So let me see if I can summarize. You're saying that because the volumes are so low, the pricing is very high, and that leads to the low.
That leads to the volume to be near about 1% of the global optical fiber market, while the value reaches to range between 3 to 5%.
What? I'm sorry. It's breaking up. You keep breaking up.
Okay.
What's the question?
Okay. So next thing. Okay. Am I audible now? Is my voice clear?
It comes and goes. Sometimes okay, sometimes not.
Maybe it will be fine now. Okay, so by estimating these all things, I'm estimating the global value to be around 300 to 400 million dollars.
The global value of the hollow core and multi core together?
Yeah, together. 300 to 400 million dollars for the year 2021.
I don't think I could answer that. I don't have any good estimation on that.
Any idea according to your it's not things to be correct, but according to you, what will be the correct? What should be the number?
I mean, maybe the research and development costs are that much globally, but actual revenue and sales across the globe, I can't imagine are anywhere near that number. Maybe in under 100 million.
Okay, under 100 million. Okay, that's great. And next thing, I've estimated the growth rate to be 25% CAGR. The market is expected to grow with 25% CAGR for coming 10 years. Do you agree with this?
I think it's going to depend on adoption rates, and if large customers decide to push for the adoption of this technology, or if they're just going to achieve their problems, solutions differently. So it's a very tough value proposition.
Okay, but based on the current scenario, can we say that it's going to grow with 25% CAGR. With time,
Things
will change. Yeah.
Maybe in 10 years.
Yeah. Do you think any other, like, actually we work for emerging markets like these optical fiber and hollow core fiber? So, can you suggest any some other topics which are emerging at this time?
I think you've got it. That's really the main two fields that I see optical fiber moving towards in terms of new technology. But, standard single mode, multi-mode might have some more development in the future with more multiplexing of different wavelengths and improving that ability. But single mode is pretty much locked in.
So means single mode, single core, multi mode have more developments for future. Is it so?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So we should try focusing on multi mode for multiplexing. Thank you.
Actually, you're welcome. Perfect timing. That's how much time I had.
What you were saying?
Glad I could help. I enjoyed talking to you. I enjoyed the subject. So, I wish you good luck.
Okay. Thank you so much. I will try to connect to you for the help. I think.
Okay.
Thank you. Helped me a lot.
Feel free to message
me. Thank you so much.
Yep. You're welcome. Bye bye.